AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Democrats say they'll go along with a funding proposal for the Department of Homeland Security. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Senate Democrats say they'll support Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's plan to fund the Department of Homeland Security. Top Senate Democrat Harry Reid said Senate approval could come in the next 24 hours. That's a little more than a day before a partial shutdown of the agency. Senate passage would send the measure to the House, where there was lukewarm support for the decision to split the funding from language that would block the president's executive action on immigration.
Well, President Obama says he's confident that his executive actions on immigration will be upheld by a federal court. On a visit to Miami, he urged immigrants in the U.S. illegally to keep planning for eventual relief, saying social change is never easy.
Every bit of progress in this country, whether it's been the workers' rights movement, or the civil rights movement, or the women's rights movement. Every single bit of that progress has required us to fight and to push.
Sound courtesy MSNBC Telemundo. The feds have arrested three men in New York and Florida, accusing them in a plot to join the Islamic State group. Their attorney is Adam Perlmutter.
The presumption of innocence is still the law of the land in America, and we have every intention of fighting this case vigorously and protecting the rights of these individuals.
Two of the men live in Brooklyn, but are citizens of Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan. Madonna gave music fans a shock when she tumbled down several stairs at the Brit Awards. She was closing the ceremony in London with a performance of Living for Love. When a heavy cape she was wearing got caught as dancers tried to take it off her shoulders. In a post on Instagram, Madonna says she's okay. She wrote, "Beautiful cape was tied too tight." This is AP Radio News. Investigators in New Jersey have determined that natural gas leaking from an underground main traveled into a Stafford Township home built up in the basement and exploded Tuesday when it came in contact with an open flame from an appliance.
It was a tremendous explosion. Just really, really tremendous.
The blast leveled the house and injured 15 people. A suburban Detroit couple who have two older children are adjusting to a new side of life after becoming parents to identical triplets. Dr. Zavitri Kumar says such births by natural conception are sometimes one in a million.
It is always exciting to come across something you've never seen before. And identical triplets are such a rarity that we are very happy to be involved in something so rare.
Mom is Lauren Whiteley.
I always wanted a big family, and I guess this is the way to do it. Get them all at once.
Alexander, Nicholas, and Timothy turned 1 month old yesterday. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.